Would you like your portrait painted? In a digital age, hand-painted portraits are coming back. A little over 2 years ago, AI avatars took the internet by storm as people flocked to apps which generated idealized portraits of themselves. But in the ever-elusive offline world, another, quieter trend has been bubbling up. Real portraits made by real people. In 2024, the Royal Society of Portrait Painters, headquartered in London, saw a 40% increase in portrait commissions. American clients make up roughly 20% of their total. Since its founding in 1891, the Royal Society of Portrait Painters, also known as RP, has been the society of choice for the British royal family's public and private commissions. Its members have famously painted Queen Elizabeth II, Princess Diana, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince and Princess of Wales, and Prince Harry. Notable figures like Dame Judi Dench, Sir David Attenborough, and Stephen Hawking have also been captured on canvas. But the commission service isn't limited to the elite. As long as you have disposable income, anyone can commission a portrait. At a time where AI is squashing many artists, this particular art form is enduring, perhaps as a symbol of our need for tangible human connection. Portraits through time. Portraits, like art more broadly, have long been seen as a mirror to society. Before the camera was invented, the only way to record someone's likeness was to paint or sculpt a portrait of them. But portraits were never just a record. They were signifiers of wealth, taste, and power. In ancient Rome, they were used to commemorate the dead and assert lineage. One of the first portraits to depict a merchant couple from the middle ranks of society appeared during the Renaissance, when the focus expanded from rulers, nobility, and clergy to wealthy merchants, bankers, and scholars. Today, portraiture remains intertwined with global politics and economic tides. It's no secret that many of our clients are brokers, bankers, hedge fund managers, people whose decisions are deeply affected by how the market is going, says Martina Morelli, fine art commissions manager at the Royal Society of Portrait Painters.